T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So John Mara is at the owners' meeting.
Okay.
And Judy Batista, who works for NFL Network, was a part, I guess, of a lot of reporters that got to speak to Mr. Mara. And so he opined on this season. You ready?
Go.
First on Odell Beckham Jr. I think he needs to do a little more playing and a little less talking.
Mm.
I wish he would create headlines by his play on the field as opposed to what he says and does off the field. Very good.
Mm.
He's right on about that.
Wow.
Because you have to think Mara is ticked off.
That he gave him. Yeah, they gave him $65 million guaranteed. Yeah.
Well, I think he's ticked off that, you know, he's talked to Odell in the past about some of these things. And I think Odell was on his best behavior to get this contract. And now he's doing things that, you know, as an owner, you're not thrilled about. And he's right. I mean, with Odell, it's all about what you do on the field. He's not doing enough on the field.
It wouldn't be as bad if the Giants actually were winning all this time.
Of course.
But the bottom line with Odell, and this is what bothers me more than anything, and I'm not a Giant fan, but if he was on my team, I'd be delirious. Is they haven't won anything. They're 4-18 or whatever it is, 4-19 over the last 2 years.
Yeah,
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
That's as bad as it gets.
That's as bad as it gets.
And Joe, it's Brown territory.
It's terrible.
Not quite Brown, but it's
terrible.
It's in that country, you know.
Yes.
And you're right. When you win, you get away with a lot more. It's still a story.
Right.
It's still a distraction. It's still this and that and this, like Antonio Brown. But look what's happening now. Steelers win games. Let's talk about everything.
Right. Of course.
Here's what he says about the 1-5 start. It's pretty disappointing. I'm sick about it. As far as Eli, when you're 1-5, it generally means everybody has to play better. He says he will leave it up to the coaches whether to eventually play Kyle Aletta, unlike the last time.
Yeah.
He emphasized that he knows Eli is the punching bag right now. But said a lot of guys have to play better when his team is 1-5. It's just not him. Well, we all get that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, when you're 1-5, I think it's obvious that it's not one guy. Okay? This isn't the NBA. This is the NFL. Of course it's not one guy. But that can't always be the defense of Eli. Well, it's not just him. We know it's not just him. You can still not be doing your job well and have it be other people's blame, too. It's everybody's blame.
Right.
They're 1-5. On taking Saquon Barkley and not a quarterback. We went with the best player in the draft. I still believe he was the best player in the draft. Said he's thrilled with what Saquon has done already. Look, there's a very good chance that Saquon Barkley will end up being the best player in the draft. That still doesn't mean it was the right decision.
No, of course.
He's also very confident he's got the right guys in the building. Well, he better. I mean, these guys were just hired by him.
Right.
He says they're going to get things fixed. He's not sure it's going to be a quick fix. Said he's embarrassed to be 1-5 again. And that was pretty much it. So
okay.
He's not happy. The team stinks. Stop picking on Eli. He shouldn't be the punching bag. Odell, you know what? Shut up and go make plays. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing.
Well, that's basically what he's telling him.
But essentially,
he's kicking himself and giving him the money. He won't say that, but you know he is.
Let's see where it goes.
Yeah.
Let's see where it goes. Odell's an incredibly talented player, and I've been a defender of his, but the last few weeks they've been disheartening. You want guys to be more like Saquon.
Again, win.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's one thing to go out and make comments if you have been a consistent winner, if you've won a championship. Not even if you won a championship, but if you've been a consistent winner. If they've been in the playoffs every year Odell's been there, I'm looking at it a little differently.
Of course.
But they haven't won anything. They've been not only haven't they won anything, they've been bad.
Well, Joe, think about since the playoff game against Green Bay.
Who, by the way, which he did not exactly distinguish himself in.
And he became an off-the-field distraction with everything that happened.
Of course.
But since that game, the Giants' record is as bad
four
as
and
anybody
19.
Decided.
It's 4-19.
Right. Name me a team besides the Browns with a worse record than that.
Nope.
They have been in the country of the Cleveland Browns more than they've been in the country of the Patriots.
Yes.
Or even the Cowboys, for that matter.
Well.
And that's where they've been the last couple of years. And ultimately, and this is similar to the whole Jeff Wilpon thing, ultimately, John Mara can be as upset as he wants. Ultimately, it's on him.
Sure.
I mean, he's the owner of the team.
No question about it. No doubt.
And he's the one who hired Ben McAdoo. He's the one who basically told Ben McAdoo, hey, We're playing Eli.
Right. Right. Yeah, well.
When at the point of sitting Eli, we should have at least seen Davis Webb. I know that. Who cares anymore?
Well, that's to me, that's on Iona, too. I mean, you could put it all on Ben McAdoo all you want. He was the easy scapegoat. That's not happening if the owner's not signing off on it. I'm sorry.
And ultimately, that's what cost Ben McAdoo his job.
Of course.
And now, of course, with Shermer and Gettleman, while it's still too early to tell with them, the early returns have been awful.
Awful.
On both of them.
Yeah. Awful.
And that, of course, comes down to the owner of the team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.